Gershwin's Clara Clara, Shauna Rolston, the cellist with the Canadian Piano Trio. And you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at the arts. A preview of music that will premiere in a couple of weeks as part of a very special program, all under the umbrella of the West Bend Concert Space in Campbellford, Ontario. The West Bend is famous for live concerts within its bucolic country setting and has canceled live summer programming in light of the pandemic. But the team there has been busy with concert presentations online, podcasts, and specialty virtual offerings. That continues as the West Bend Center for Connection and Creativity Through Music is bringing new music to audiences in a new way this season through its online international performer composer residency program. It will feature workshops and performances involving over 60 participants from around the world in a virtual collaborative environment. Residency performers and composers will be collaborating remotely in small ensembles with original pieces and workshops like what you just heard. Over 10 countries are involved, including participants from Tunisia, Argentina, Mexico, Germany, Iran, Panama, China, the Netherlands, and all across the United States and Canada. The creative director of this West Bend project is Ben Finley, and he joins me now on the phone. Ben, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you as we listen to this premiere, or what is going to be a premiere in a couple weeks. First off, we're going to miss concerts at West Bend this summer. Just a fabulous venue and, I guess, heartbreaking in a way.
Definitely.
Yeah. You started this residency a couple years back, and what did it look like when we weren't living with a pandemic? What was the setup?
Well, it looked quite different. We were able to take on about 11 applicants. So we had 11 participants each year, and they were able to spend some time at West Bend to make some music sort of around the barn and to just sort of interface with each other, learn from each other, support each other's music making, and sort of in a more intimate setting that was also very much a part of the public sphere and trying to connect with other people through sort of workshops and performances. And just giving a kind of ecosystem of new creative music in a sort of contained and beautiful space.
Yeah, and we have spaces like that throughout the country. We think of a place like Banff, and West Bend should be right up there, I would think, for people to feel inspired.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It really is. I made the trip about a year ago. It was fantastic. And in a couple of weeks, the residency program will welcome the public to listen and engage during this week of premieres, July 5th through July 11th at westbend.ca. What should we experience when we surf towards the site? I know you have 13 performances lined up. How's it going to unfold for us?
Well, it'll be very interesting, I think. So we've been working hard at creating a sort of digital venue space that doesn't feel like a normal, just live experience sort of copied and pasted on the internet. We're really trying to make a sort of creative space that feels like a new kind of interesting and sort of interactive place to experience music, to spend some time, to sort of be in and out of. And it's all sort of grounded from the barn and what West Bend sort of represents as this friendly, welcoming meeting place. And so although we won't be at the barn physically, unfortunately, this year, West Bend's sort of taken on a new kind of digital infrastructure role to kind of be this welcoming, supportive network for all these interesting performer composers from around the world.
You know, there have been these wonderful live concerts from all over the world, people in their living rooms, people in office spaces, and so on. But I think you're right. At this point, we're ready to say, all right, if we are still going to broadcast concerts this way, we need to think up new and creative ways to do this. Is that fair?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think as so much of our lives have moved online, there can also be the sort of exhaustive feeling of being on the internet so much. And I think this is trying to be a new kind of place that hopefully feels both rejuvenating as well as inspiring. And so we've been working on some creative ways to sort of go about that and creating this new digital venue space.
And people from all over the world taking part, right? So I guess you're having to work with different time zones and all sorts of ideas.
Yeah, I'm working with one ensemble that has five different time zones. So we're about 14 hours apart on the spread. So it's quite a challenge, but everyone's stepped up. And I think one of the most interesting things for me has been to see how these groups have really taken on this collaborative sort of call. And so we've broken the 62 participants up into 13 ensembles. So you'll see a piece from each of these ensembles throughout the week. And what's been really fascinating to me has been the sort of collaborative methods that they've come up with, because they've each been so unique. Each ensemble has come up with a different way of creating a kind of musical process that's really sort of at home at the internet and not trying to replicate the in-person experience that we are missing. So, but it's really fascinating to see how many different approaches there are of this sort of cross-cultural, cross-border kind of music making.
You know, your mandate suggests that you respond to current social and political issues with art and music, and this is really an impossible and really upsetting moment for so many of us. What do you think your musicians can do with this moment?
Yeah, I mean, our initial sort of catalyst for creating everything here was the whole COVID context and its disruption. But I think especially in the last few weeks, especially with the energy around the Black Lives Matter movement, we've had a lot of really interesting and I think impactful kind of conversations with each other as a residency, and we have a sort of internal server set up where we sort of can chat and share resources with each other. And each group is really, I think, really trying to listen to each other and see where everyone is in their specific reality of everything that's going on. And I think the sort of overarching hope that I have for this residency, even though it's still in its infancy, is to just work towards creating a more equitable and caring kind of musical system that really supports everybody and supports all kinds of music makers, all kinds of backgrounds, and especially at this current moment, sort of recognizing the injustices against Black and Indigenous creators and humans. So I think it's something that we're working on, and it's something that is really interesting, I think, to include in our music making.
In the musical conversation. You know, Ben, it sounds like it's been a hustle for you to put this together, so congrats on pulling it off.
Thanks. It's a great team. It's a great team. So, and everyone is so interesting. So it's a wonderful project to be a part of.
13 performances taking place thanks to the International Performer Composer Residency Program through West Bend, July 5th through 11th. And the website to visit is westbend.ca to learn more and also to watch during those dates. And Creative Director Ben Finley, thank you for making some time for us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts. Let's listen to something from Brian Finley, his Mount Carmel.